Hello family, it's African Esquire and I'm here with another video. Before I get started, many of you might remember in a previous video where I was asking for suggestions on platforms that I could use in order to have something independent from YouTube. Because as we know, they shut down Alex Jones's channel, but they also are going to start shutting down the channel of black activists or black people who are speaking out against white supremacy, because they always do that, link both of us inside of the same category whenever it comes to censorship. So because of that, I did ask for some suggestions, and I got a number of people telling me to try Black Junction TV, and I did go on their website, and I actually was previously referred to Black Junction TV, but I never looked into it. But I did go on their website, and I was very happy with the setup, so I ended up starting an account. So because of that, I have a link in the description box. Although I'm still always going to, as long as I'm able to post videos on YouTube, I'm still going to continue doing that. However, I really want to encourage us to focus on building this platform of Black Junction TV, as it is a black owned independent source. So I am going to push that, you know, although I have my content on here, I really highly recommend and asking honestly for people who subscribe to me to not just subscribe to that channel, but honestly support that platform as well. So I did just want to start with that before I got into today's subject. Now, many of you have probably seen by now this video of a Baltimore police officer who is beating a black police officer who is beating another black man.
I got all that. Don't worry about it. I'm not touching them.
This video should not come of any surprise to any of us, because there's been many times where black officers were the ones doing the beating instead of a white officer. But I did think it was a good time to remind people, especially with election season coming up. You're going to hear a lot of people make pleas to the black community. Please, please vote, and please vote for this person. He's black, therefore he's going to be better for us and better for our community. I think this video is a good chance to remind people that it's not the fact that there's a black face inside of certain positions that is our actual struggle. The struggle is that the system actually exists. The system of white supremacy exists. The system that was created out of this capitalist construction that was created by these people who were basically set on dominating the world, dominating the world's resources, sucking the world's resources, and using it as a way to enhance European civilization, but really disadvantage all African civilization. So what we see in this video, as we've seen many times, is a black man who is in a position of power, as they say, blue before black. He's an officer, and what he's doing is he's beating this dude who's not even hitting him. He's beating him to the ground. We're at the same time, we have another black man who's supposed to be an officer, who's supposed to protect and serve. And rather than trying to stop the situation or even trying to pull the other cop off, he's just like nonchalantly, oh, please stop, you know, not even trying to actually break it up. And this should show you how complicit that both black men are inside of this system, because number one, we have to remember that the idea of police, and this is not at all how it has been, but the idea is supposed to be that these are public servants, and these are supposed to be people who actually serve us, that work for us, because our dollars, our tax dollars, the money that we work for gets taken from us and gets put into our government, and these governments supply a free police force. The idea is that this police force is supposed to work for the public and actually do good for the public. Of course, this is not what has happened historically in the black community. Instead, this police force has been used as a means to protect white property ownership and white interests. So what you see is that there's these two black men who are completely complicit in the system of white supremacy. And I really do think personally that the cop that did nothing to stop it is just as bad as the cop that was doing it. Because that showed you, he was the exact type of cop who, during Rodney King beatings, he would have just standing by the side. Or if it had been a white officer who put out a gun and shot a black man, he would have just been standing by the side and not even trying to stop the situation. So to me, both of them are bad. But this reminds us that we're often told that, well, we need more black officers. We need more officers that live in the community. We need more officers that have body cams. We need more officers this, we need more officers that. But maybe the fundamental question is not what type of officers we need. The fundamental question is, what is it that they are doing? What is it that they're here for? And maybe what they're here for is actually something that it goes against us. So as I said, I truly believe that the point of cops, we know historically it was slave catching, but I believe that their job in society today is to essentially protect the society as it is and ensure that the unruly blacks do not get out of hand, that they actually are being maintained and being contained inside of their ghettos. So that is what they are here for. So therefore, the issue is not that it's a black cop or a white cop. The issue is that the reason for the police departments has not changed. The reason for having these people there has not changed, because you will always see the difference in how they act whenever there's black people who are in danger versus where there's white people in danger. Like, for example, during the Baltimore riots, I remember I was in Baltimore at the time, and I remember the attitude whenever the black people were rebelling and burning, you know, down businesses that were in their community. There was no fear or from the white population, certainly, but there was actually no active policing. They were fine whenever they were starting to hurt their communities, but I noticed whenever they started spilling into downtown Baltimore, that's when a curfew was enforced. That's when the National Guard got sent in, because they were about to start disturbing the interests of white America. So remember, there's never been a police system that has actually been built to actually, number one, protect the black community, but number two, actually ensure that the black community is having some type of position of equality. They're not there for equality. They're honestly just there to protect their interests and to ensure that we're being kept in subjugation. So if this is what the police force is like, then what is it when it comes to these politicians that are telling us to vote in November? And I'm not saying I'm against voting. I think you can vote very smartly. I think you can vote with intelligence, certainly. And I think that there are some candidates that probably do deserve your vote more. I'm a believer that local politics matter way more than national politics, because frankly, the people who are in your local community affect your day-to-day life more than those people in Washington, because the people in Washington, it's not just them. There's a whole machine that's behind them. So it doesn't really matter who you're electing to those positions. But you might have some more leverage with the people who you elect to your local positions. But the question is, whenever we're being made to think that the politicians that we're electing, who are, we're told, oh, they're black, therefore they're going to fight for our interests. Well, is it that they're going to fight for our interests, or whose interests are they fighting for? And that's where you get to have to question, well, who's the one that's actually making this person move? Who's the one that's making this person do certain things? A lot of times it's actually motivating the black politicians. It's not the people, it's not the black people that they serve, but it's actually the campaign contributions, the money that they're getting from outside sources, the money they're getting from businesses on Wall Street, just businesses, sponsorships, the trying to save face with these people. That's always going to be their interest, because even with them, their interest is not to the people. Their interest is to the establishment. Their interest is to maintaining things as they are. So I'm just doing this quick video just to say, let this video be a reminder that we're going to start hearing, you know, the rhetoric once again. And I love that people try to make you feel guilty if you don't vote. Me personally, I think if you do vote and you just vote like blind, straight ballot without even knowing who you're voting for, to me, you're worse than the person that didn't vote, because you're voting for someone not knowing what it is that they're going to fight for. You're voting for someone who very well might be a white supremacist, black or white supremacist, and you're complicit in the fact that what's happening is going to continue happening. You think that because you voted straight Democrat that you're changing things. You need to look at the policies that these Democrats are actually doing. So just understand that as we're entering to election season, remember this video, remember the fact that that was a black man that was beating another black man, and remember that in the same way, you might have another black politician that's oppressing your people the same way as these white politicians. It's not about the individual face. It's not about the black face on white supremacy. The issue is white supremacy. So if you're looking for a candidate that's actually going to do something for you, you need to be looking at someone who is speaking actively against white supremacy, speaking actively against the establishment, to where you can tell that they don't have any hand or any incentive in the establishment, because there's a difference between people who you could tell are scared. You know, you see them on CNN or you see them on the news, you could tell they're very scared of what they're going to say. They got to say things that are going to appeal to their base, but they have to certainly make sure that they're not going to scare or threaten the people who they're trying to appeal to ultimately, and that is the people who are going to put money in their pockets, who are going to fund their next election. So just keep in mind that the same way that was a black man that was beating a officer, that was a black officer that was beating a black man, that equally it could also be a black politician that is going to be beating up the black community. So that's all I have. I will see you all in another video.